Chapter 32, Tithes and Offerings. Paying Tithes and Offerings.
Question. How does our willingness to pay tithes and offerings show gratitude to our Heavenly Father for all His blessings to us? We have been given commandments to help us prepare in every way to live in the presence of our Heavenly Father. He has given us a way to thank Him for our blessings. Willingly paying tithes and offerings is one way to thank Him. As we pay these offerings, we show that we love Him and will obey His counsel. Question: In what ways does the payment of tithes and offerings help us thank our Heavenly Father?
Obeying the law of tithing.
Question: What is an honest tithe? Anciently, Abraham and Jacob obeyed the commandment to pay a tithe of 1/10 of their increase. See Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 through 20, and chapter 28, verses 20 through 22. In modern times, the prophet Joseph Smith prayed, O Lord, show unto thy servants how much thou requirest of the properties of thy people for a tithing. Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, section Introduction. The Lord answered, This shall be the beginning of the tithing of my people, and after that, those who have thus been tithed shall pay 1/10 of all their interest annually, and this shall be a standing law unto them forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verses 3 through 4. The First Presidency has explained that 1/10 of all their interest annually refers to our income. See First Presidency Letter, March 19, 1970. When we pay tithing, we show our faithfulness to the Lord. We also teach our children the value of this law. They will want to follow our example and pay tithing on any money they receive. Questions: In what ways is tithing a principle of faith more than a principle of finances? What can parents do to teach their children to pay tithing and understand its importance?
We should give willingly.
Question: Why is our attitude important as we pay tithing? It is important to give willingly. When one pays his tithing without enjoyment, he is robbed of a part of the blessing. He must learn to give cheerfully, willingly, and joyfully, and his gift will be blessed. Stephen L. Richards, The Law of Tithing, page 8. The Apostle Paul taught that how we give is as important as what we give. He said, Let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Question: What does it mean to you to be a cheerful giver?
Tithing and other offerings.
Question: In what ways does the church use tithing funds and other offerings? As members of the church, we give tithing and other offerings to the Lord.
Tithing.
Tithing is used by the church for many purposes. For example, it is used to build, maintain, and operate temples, meeting houses, and other buildings. It is also used to provide operating funds for stakes, wards, and other units of the church. These units use the funds to carry out the ecclesiastical programs of the church, which include teaching the gospel and conducting social activities. Tithing is also used to help the missionary program, educate young people in church schools, seminaries, and institutes, print and distribute lesson materials, and help in family history and temple work.
Other offerings. Fast offerings.
Church members fast each month by going without food and drink for 2 consecutive meals. They contribute at least the amount of the money they would have spent for the meals. They may give as generously as they are able. This offering is called the fast offering. Bishops use these fast offerings to provide food, shelter, clothing, and medical care for the needy. See chapter 25, Fasting. As part of the fast day, members attend a meeting called the Fast and Testimony Meeting, where they share with each other their testimonies of Christ and His gospel.
Other donations.
Church members may donate to other efforts of the church, such as missionary work, the Perpetual Education Fund, temple construction, and humanitarian aid.
Service.
Members also offer their time, skills, and goods to help others. This service allows the church to help needy members and non-members around the world at community, national, and international levels, especially when disasters occur.
We are blessed when we give tithes and offerings.
The Lord promises to bless us as we faithfully pay our tithes and offerings. He said, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Latter-day Revelation tells of another blessing for those who tithe. "Verily, it is a day of sacrifice, and a day for the tithing of my people, for he that is tithed shall not be burned at his coming." Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 23. The blessings we have been promised are both material and spiritual. If we give willingly, Heavenly Father will help us provide for our daily needs of food, clothes, and shelter. Speaking to Latter-day Saints in the Philippines, President Gordon B. Hinckley said that if people will accept the gospel and live it, pay their tithes and offerings, even though those be meager, the Lord will keep His ancient promise in their behalf, and they will have rice in their bowls and clothing on their backs and shelter over their heads. I do not see any other solution. They need a power greater than any earthly power to lift them and help them. Ensign, August 1997, page 7. The Lord will also help us grow in a knowledge of God, and in a testimony, and in the power to live the gospel and to inspire our families to do the same.
Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Heber J. Grant, page 124.
Those who pay their tithes and offerings are greatly blessed. They have a good feeling that they are helping to build the kingdom of God on earth. Question: what are some blessings you, your family members, or your friends have received through the payment of tithing and other offerings?
Additional Scriptures.
The Law of Tithing, Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verses 1 through 4. Abraham paid tithes, Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, and Alma chapter 13, verses 13 through 16.
For teachers, use questions at the beginning of a section to start a discussion, and send class members or family members to the text to find more information. Use questions at the end of a section to help class members or family members ponder and discuss the meaning of what they have read and apply it in their lives.
End of chapter 32, Tithes and Offerings.